we got into some problems, as I always do once I start reading a Cosmo. I'm kind of going through trying to grade them and see if they're right on things. And then I find this article online where they're talking about women should never, what was their exact wording on this? Women should never make the first move. That's one of the traits that guys look for in women. And this is kind of interesting. It's a woman who's giving this advice, saying women should, like, these are traits that guys want in women. You know, it's like, well, shouldn't you ask a guy? Or have you studied enough guys, maybe? I don't know. I don't know how they come up with this criteria, but we're thinking maybe that's not true. There's got to be exceptions in certain areas.
I would say so. It's just like you said, guys, for the majority, dirtballs. Not going to, some girl comes up to you.
No, whoa.
What do you think? 539-9750 or 238-0975? What do you think?
I think it's perfectly okay for the girl to make the first move, and guys like it. But, however, I have to tell you, the best pickup line that I've ever heard in my life is when I was bartending, and this drunk guy came up to me and told me that he wanted to make out with my cervix.
Oh. What did you say to that?
No.
Just no?
But it has to definitely be the most memorable. It's the best.
I bet so. Have you made the first move on a guy before then?
Definitely, yeah.
I see.
But I don't go up and try to stick my tongue down their throat either. You usually, you know, make conversation.
Right.
So, yeah, by the first move, you're saying in meeting them, in conversation.
Yeah, you don't just walk up to somebody and stick your tongue down their throat.
Yeah.
That's
where
cool.
I think I'm kind of turned off. If a girl did that, yeah, it's kind of interesting, but it's...
You're wondering how often it's in her repertoire.
That's not the kind of girl you want to take home to your mom.
Exactly.
So
I'm not thinking.
It depends on what you're looking for that night.
Yeah, especially if she's
that
gonna,
night.
Especially if she's going to...
Yeah, especially that night, after however many beers you've had. It just depends.
Yeah, you don't want her shoving her tongue down your mom's throat either. You know, maybe that could be a worry.
I know, that's why
concern.
I wouldn't want her to meet my mom.
Hey, thanks for calling this morning.
Thanks, bye.
539-9750 or 238-0975. Good morning. What do you think on this?
I definitely think the ladies can go ahead and make the first move.
Yeah,
I think Cosmo's retarded for saying that.
Now, let's be nice to Cosmo. We don't want to hurt their feelings.
Well, I'm saying for just that one incident saying they're retarded, you know, not for everything they've ever put out.
Okay, well, that's good.
The makeup tips and everything are still okay.
That stuff's still good. Yeah, I don't see why there'd be a major problem in that. I do agree, like we've been talking, that... it's probably not the coolest thing, and you may be wondering about how questionable the girl is if she immediately, within 15 seconds of meeting you, decides to touch body parts with you, I guess would be the way to say that.
Yeah.
So you could look at it that way. Either that, or maybe she's been sitting there eyeballing you for the last hour. Maybe she's seen you the last couple times in the bar that you've been there.
That's true. You don't know all the circumstances.
Yeah, there you go.
Still,
don't know all the circumstances.
But you don't know how long she's been eyeballing somebody else and how many, you know, for hours on end.
Yeah, and knowing how, like, slime most guys are in general, why would they ever say she should never make the first move?
Yeah.
Guys are always on the hunt for it. They're not going to turn it down for the most part.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't know too many.
Well, even more on top of that, though, I mean, if some girl's, like, you know, super nasty and run around with everyone else, normally your friends are going to know something about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if they hang out at the bar a lot, so...
That's a good point. If she's a,
I mean, they'll be able to come up and be like, hey,
stay away from that. She's a burner.
Hey, man, thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Good morning. What do you think? Should girls be able to make the first move?
I don't know if I should really answer this.
No, you got to now.
But I know that I was brought up in a really traditional home, and... I don't think they should. I think, like, after you get together, that a lot of the moves should be made by the man. Except on occasion. Like, as far as, like, sometimes making the moves in bed, I think it's a nice change of pace for a man to have the woman make the moves. Because generally women always wait on the man. But as far as when to get married, I think that should come from the man.
Interesting point.
Yeah, like first circumstances, just meeting somebody and stuff. I think, you know, traditionally, yeah, the guy should make the first move and stuff. But once
I knew for my husband, when I first met him, he went to the same church that I did, but he never spoke to me. And I seen him in Walmart, and I was like, hey, we're from the church or whatever. And I just kind of started talking to him like that. So some people think that I made the first move, but really I just introduced myself. It wasn't like I was interested in him or anything. And then after that point, he really took things and ran with it.
Oh, I got you. So once that you can make the initial contact, but the guy needs to make the formal move to make it into a relationship.
Yeah, I mean, because like you said, if a guy walks up to a girl, sometimes there it's kind of, I don't know, girls are really standoffish at first. But I think, and on the same token, if you sometimes wait for a guy, you might be waiting for a while.
That's true.
So getting out there so he sees your face is really good. But is when you get into the relationship, really limited. But with our society, things are changing. And it kind of sickens me when I hear people buying their own rings or asking whoever to marry them.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all.
Well, good points. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
No problem. Bye.
Church, huh? That's maybe I ought to start going to church.
Oh, you really, you're just looking to cement your place in hell, aren't you?